بنت رفاعة التيمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه ثوبان أخضران رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد صحيح هذا أبو بنت رفاعة التيمي رضي الله عنه I saw the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم with two green garments on him هذا أبو بنت رفاعة التيمي narrates I saw the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم with two green garments on him عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل يوم فتح مكة وعليه عمامة إمامة السوداء رواه مسلم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم entered مكة المكرمة on the day of the conquest فتح مكة while wearing a black عمامة turban. هذا جابر narrates the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم entered مكة المكرمة on the day of conquest of مكة while wearing a black turban. So here رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم pair of green clothes top and bottom green. الذين يلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس الجنة people appearing wearing green clothes once when I saw a dream green clothes my shaykh and he said what's the ayat of Surah Kahf and I read the ayat I said inshallah jannati so this is sunnah too to wear green clothes and obviously thinking that in the fall the jannati people wear green clothes inshallah But obviously, this should be cotton or wool or this sunnah clothing, not silk or anything like that. Because in Jannah, there'll be silk in that. And here, Rasulullah in the Fatih Makkah wore a black amama, black turban. The black turban is more proven than any other turban in Hadith. The Sahabi says, as if though I see Rasulullah on the mimbar giving the khutbah with his black amama on. Even that's there in the narration, giving the khutbah with the black amama. So the black amama is the most proven. This is why it has a shaykh qaddis Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of the time, black amama. White you can wear because it'll be sort of yellow. And the green amama or other color amama is yellowish amama. There's different colors. But the most proven from authentic hadith is the black amama. Allah enable us to follow in the fusat. There's a hadith too, but it might be weak. That wear the amama, it grows in forbearance. It's in Tirmidhi Sharif, the hadith of wearing the black amama, or wearing the amama, it grows in forbearance. And this is a sunnah of all the anbiya. So it's a sunnah to mustamirra too. The Sufna always used to wear amama, and sahabas used to wear amama too. So sometimes on Fridays at least, we should try to. And what's the size of the amama? It could be 12, it could be 6 foot, it could be just a simple wrap like this. You know, shawl, you get into amama, one wrap around two. Patti, like we say in. Even that type. So these are small size, any type to cover the head. And Allah enable us to act upon the sunnah. On Fridays we should try to do it.